DJC. Hey, Tom, W2T.
Well, it's a great repeater day. Glad to hear you, Rusty and Jerry. We are just headed down to FedEx terminal out by the airport, just leaving home, so we'll be here a while. Go ahead, Jerry.
It is still morning, barely, but getting there at the top of the morning to you. Go ahead and pick it up and throw it back over to Tom.
Okay, dude. Going down to FedEx. Good luck with that. I got my granddaughter's got an iPad coming in. Especially here this coming Tuesday, but it's stuck in Shanghai right now. Hopefully it'll be here Wednesday or Thursday next week. She ordered it on the 6th. It's one of the new ones for her Christmas present. And if it'll get here on time, she will not be happy about it.
Well, that's what you get with them China products. I'm telling you, Jerry. Yeah, sometimes they're real prompt. Excuse me. And I don't see how they can get that stuff here as fast as they do. But if you look at the size of those container ships and how many they're bringing in each day, it's totally amazing. One of those things don't tip over. And I'm glad I'm not on one. I might be Navy, but I never did like them ships. They said they didn't rock, but they lied, didn't they, Rusty?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And just remember, I never claimed to be a sailor. I always said I was in the Navy. And, you know, me and ships and the sea and all, you know, that floating back and forth. It got a little bit rough after a while, so... Anyway, but that's it. Trying to do some more rearranging in my radio computer room today. Trying to clean things up a little bit, you know what I mean? Go ahead, Jerry.
I know about those container ships. I used to load a bunch of containers over the years with machinery. And everybody says, well, they don't leak. I said, well, you close them up and look inside. I said, they got air holes everywhere. And I said, wherever air is, seawater can get in or salt air. But this thing is coming over by plane. They usually fly it out of Shanghai and flies into Alaska, clears customs, and UPS expedites it in air, even though it does have batteries on the internal batteries, but they ship them by the millions, I guess. But we got some Marines and some Armies and a fair amount of Navy and especially on my wife's side of the family. My side too had a couple of captains and a couple of lieutenant commanders and so forth. One of them flew with Butcher Lair and Richard Thatch. When they were defending the Lexington right before Coral Sea, I guess.
I've never seen other than on TV. I've seen a lot of carriers down at Mayport, Florida. And you don't see a whole lot of captains. You see a lot of lieutenant commanders, but that's quite a rank to get to. That's the same as a colonel in the Army and Air Force. So that's something to be proud of. They stayed a lot of years to get that, and they spent a lot of time on those rocking boats. Couldn't call them boats then. They'd slap us upside the head, wouldn't they, Rusty?
If that's all they did. Yeah, and things like that, you know. And all the only things that they called boats were those little things they used in the rivers. And those little mine-sweeping boats, as they called them. And they were small, so... Anyway... But those river boats, they called those boats. The rest of it was all ships and whatever. So anyway, like I said, I'm in here trying to clean up a couple of places so I can rearrange things and finding paperwork buried under stuff that I didn't even know I had here. So, all kinds of good things to try to get everything right, as they say. Anyway, I'll get it all figured out here shortly and try to get things cleaned up. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm trying to get things kind of cleaned up towards the end of the year, too. I got a closet that's got a bunch of junk in it. We still have a lot of stuff left over from both my wife's parents passed away within a year of each other. We still got a bunch of stuff to get through there, too, that we're working on slowly but surely. But, yeah, you're talking about those boat ship. There's a friend of mine that lives up in Liberty. He was one of those, he's on one of those riverine patrol boats in Vietnam. And, man, he has some stories to tell. They have a brown water Navy display somewhere around Charleston, I think. And I hopefully we'll get back traveling again. We got to go down and see my wife's aunt. And that area, I'd like to go down and tour through that thing. But, yeah, I had one captain. He was the captain of the USS Stewart when he retired from the Navy. He started transporting LP gas into Southeast Asia for years. And I asked him, he passed away a number of years, I asked him, I said, well, what was the Bucker factor on that? He said, well, it wasn't too bad unless you had somebody within a mile or two. He said, you can't turn these things on a dime.
TR Mobile. Yeah, they were called PBRs, Patrol Boat River, or Patrol River Boats, and the Swift Boats. And one of my friends stepped off of one and stepped on a landmine. And Eldon was blinded in both eyes and had shrapnel all over him. And he was a ham radio operator for years. And I used to help him out some on his antennas and whatnot. That was a rough life, but everything else was a ship, that's for sure. He didn't like you call them boats. Oh, heck, and the only thing called boats was boatswain's mates, and that's who they usually put on those, was people like that that had a lot of sea duty. Boatswain's mates, boiler tenders, and people like that. I guess they'd volunteer for it, or they'd get sent to it. That was a terrible, terrible duty and a terrible, terrible war, I'll tell you. Well, Rusty, you have to talk to Bernice. Bill and I was talking about those new TS-890s yesterday, and I told her I ordered one this morning. She was being nosy. I was ordering something from Costco, so I told her I ordered one of them new $3,000 radios, and she said, you're looking for a divorce. She said, I'll have to talk to Bill. And I said, well, if Bill gets one, I'm going to get one. And she said, I'm going to talk to him. Go ahead, Rusty.
Sounds like, Jerry, it sounds like Tom is trying to get a whole lot more bumps on his head than he had to start with. I thought he had a little bit more smarts than that, but it doesn't seem like it today if he's making statements like that. Oh, that boy is going to get himself hurt here in the next day or so. You may end up in the hospital for Christmas. That may be your Christmas present, Tom. Keep it up. Just keep it up. And Jerry and I'll have to come visit you and look through the window and wave at you, because I'm sure they won't let us come in. Anyway, go ahead, Jerry, pick it up. W2T.
Hey, Rush, that's a good way to get a knot on the head. I've never spent that much money on anything other than maybe a car. But they are neat, though. If I was a little younger, I'd probably buy something like that, especially with the sunspot cycle coming back up again. But if you get away with that, Tom, without any type of bodily injury, you need to let us know exactly how you accomplished that.
Well, you guys are supposed to be allies, not the enemy, and you're not helping a whole lot. I only have two radios, and it wouldn't hurt to have I guess it could hurt to have a third one. Maybe I could keep it a secret or something.
Well, more than keep it a secret, you'd have to figure out how to disguise it and all that other stuff, too. And insofar as being on your side, I know where the goodies come from, and they don't come from you. There's a nice, sweet lady that lives in that house with you who puts out a lot of good goodies, and I don't want to get on her bad list. What do you think, Jerry? Does that sound like a good idea?
You know it.
You have to pay attention. It's like one of my long term friends told me. He said if you don't know who the boss of the house is, or say that you're the boss of the house, he said you lie about other things too.
Good specifications.
But the radio has good specifications? I'm sure it does, but, you know, it just depends upon how much you value your head being continuously attached to your shoulders. And if you keep making saying things like that, you know, it might be one of these things where it suddenly becomes detachable. Not that you want it that way, but hey, things like that happen, you know, there, son, fella. And Jerry, I still thought he was smarter than that, you know. Go ahead, Jerry.
I spend money, but I don't spend money like I did at one time when I was working. But he's already got a couple of nice radios there. He's got a 590, I know he told me he had a 590. And, as far as I know, they're still selling. Kenwood's still selling those things, and that's a pretty nice radio and reasonably priced. And I always heard that I had a TS-520. I had a 140 that I really loved, too. That was solid state. I love that little radio. It was simple and had a good clear signal on it. But I had a 520 at one time. I don't have any Kenwood stuff now, but I always liked it, especially for the audio.
On sale at Ham Radio Outlet for $12.69 this Christmas on a special. So they're still selling them. That's the SG model, which I've got one of those. And mine cost a little more than that when they first come out. And then I got a 590S. So one of these days I'll turn loose of it, I guess. But I didn't really use it all that long, but the other one had some characteristics that I really like. But Rusty, those 7800s like Bob's got and like K4SV's got, the one K4SV has got is about 13,000, so I think I'm being reasonable at 3,000.
Well, I'm sure you thought you were. And all, but it wasn't the unreasonableness of that. It was the manner in which you thought you were going to get away with getting it. You know, that's what was the unreasonable part about it. I'm sure that you know, you weren't thinking with your head. And all. So anyway, but I'll tell you what, you fellas, I'm getting into the deep part of this thing, and I need both hands, and I'm going to get moving more on this stuff because I got to move things back and forth and grab a vacuum cleaner and vacuum dust and dirt up and then try to straighten this thing out so I've got everything where I want it. Anyway, I'll catch up. I'll listen. I may occasionally grab the microphone and throw something in, but meantime, you guys keep it going. W2T, go ahead, Jerry.
Good luck getting all the stuff straightened out. I know how that can be. But, Tom, if you figure out a way to get that thing clear past the boss without any physical harm, you'd be sure and let us know how to get by with it, because that sounds like a nice radio. I looked at the specs when we were talking about it yesterday, and I said, wow, that thing is something else. And all this computer control stuff now makes it even more complex, I guess. I like to spin the dials and stuff like some of the older style radios, and I still like analog meter, signal meter on mine, but I don't, there's very few of them that even have that anymore, and I don't know if that's I think the 590 may have one. I'm not sure if any of the other ones do or not. I didn't look that closely at it, but it is a nice radio. and I could certainly have had a nice antenna set up. I could justify it. I just couldn't pay for it.
Yeah. No, I wasn't ordering a radio by any means this morning. I ordered a small item from Costco's, and I don't usually do that. We just usually get it there. It was handy, but mine does have an analog meter on it, and you know the ones that are on the newer radios are a facsimile on those TFT displays. They look like it, but they're really not, I don't think. But I'm not positive about that, but they can mimic anything nowadays with these computers. But it is a fantastic one, but one of the reasons I don't really want to change is I'm familiar with this one. And it's got more buttons than I ever use on it. Now, Bill, he knows how to use all the buttons, but I don't. And I don't need to. So it's plenty fancy for what I do. I worked one station last night. Where was that at, Bernice? I can't remember. Hit that button. On 160. But other than that, I don't think I worked anything else. I worked a guy in Italy the day before on CW just for the fun of it. But that's about it. Well, Jerry, we're here. We got to go inside. I hope there isn't a crowd in there because I won't go in. See you later, buddy. This is NGRLTR73.
Please stay safe, man. We'll talk to you a little bit later on. And Rush, if you're listening, I'm going to jump out here go downstairs to see if I can rustle up some grub. You folks have a nice half today, and I'll talk to you later on today, probably. W2T and NGRTR, M4DJC cleared.